Proclamation number 8160, dated the April 26, 1962. Indirect and direct word of God. Every enlightened spiritual being carries my will within itself. It has completely subordinated itself to my will, otherwise it would not be a being of light. And thus this being will only ever carry out my will, which it realizes to be right and good. Hence it is, at the same time, active of its own will, which, however, is my will too. This is something you need to know in order to recognize the value of what such a being of light mentally imparts to you when it works on my instructions in order to educate you. You must always know that my light ray of love, my inexhaustible flow of strength, flows through all light receptive spiritual beings and will always be passed on again to where it is still dark, where light and strength are needed. If I therefore convey this light ray of love to earth in order to impart the pure truth to people, it happens indirectly and directly. I myself emanate the light which can affect a person directly, but I can also transmit it through the beings of light, whose greatest happiness consists of the fact that they may pass the flow of my strength of love on, as it is the activity in the spiritual kingdom to serve me as a reservoir of light and strength, so that a constant process of rerouting of strength occurs which makes countless beings happy and enables them to attain ever greater maturity. However, it is and remains always the same flow of strength and light, which originates from me. Hence you should not assume that you receive something of reduced value. It is and remains my ward which I myself convey to earth, because I recognize that people urgently need to receive light, that people come into possession of truth. Once a person has created the opportunity that contact between me and the person can be established, the transference of light and strength will be guaranteed. The primary source of light and strength is and remains me myself. In which way this transfer takes place is irrelevant. Even if beings of light are the mediators, they can only ever give what they have received from me myself, and they will never act in opposition to my will, otherwise one could not speak of beings of light. Unenlightened beings, however, are denied access to a person who has offered himself to be of service to me, who wants to work for me and my kingdom and desires the pure truth from me. For such beings are not permitted to teach as long as they are not enlightened themselves, that is, as long as they cannot be illuminated by me myself, as long as they have not prepared themselves as bases for strength, as long as they still have a low degree of maturity and possess little knowledge themselves. Nevertheless, these beings are able to intervene during such contact from earth to the kingdom of the beyond, where a low state of maturity can still be found in people and where a person relinquishes his will, thereby allowing these beings to slip in, which are then able to express themselves and cause considerable havoc. But this danger is out of the question where the transfer of the pure truth is concerned, where my spirit can be active, where a person's heartfelt contact is established with me and the influx of my flow of spirit can take place. That which comes forth from me myself is truth, even if it takes its path through enlightened spiritual beings, because they, too, only pass on what they receive from me myself. Hence the point of view, that these beings of light could teach something different than I myself, is mistaken, for only one truth exists, and if a being is enlightened then it will also be permeated by this one truth and pass it on of its own accord, for the light of love which illuminates these beings is my eternally inexhaustible flow of love and strength flowing forth from the primary source. You humans first need to accept the truth of the fact that the beings of light don't instruct people arbitrarily through which a less valuable transfer can take place when someone establishes heartfelt contact with me with the desire to be educated by me. This point of view is frequently upheld by people and another error I need to rectify time and again, so that my transmissions from the spiritual kingdom will not be wrongly judged, for my kingdom is a kingdom of truth, and the truth will be conveyed to that person who seriously desires it. The desire for truth excludes all misguided spiritual knowledge, because I myself am acknowledged and desired, and I am the truth of eternity. Yet you must also know about the strength and light ray routing process which, in turn, is the epitome of bliss for the beings who entered my kingdom of light. You must know that their state of maturity results in their constant illumination by my light of love and that this light of love will be passed on again by them, in accordance with my will. Thus, I am the be-all and end-all. Where light and strength exist, that is where I myself am active, and everything conveyed to you humans through the working of the Spirit within you can be regarded as divine emanation. Amen.